previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
So you dragged me all this way to meet a guy who works at Sonic Drive-In.
My name is Dangerous Danny. Ladies and ladies, I caught a skunk ape.
Well, where is it?
Here's the thing, Kevin. I fucked up.
Dangerous Danny sold out.
Yeah, freeze you, Gorbies.
What's going on here?
Discovery over here is trying to shake down Kev for something called... I don't know, whatever the fuck that is. You should probably hand it over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You ain't getting shit. What are you going to do about it, eh?
Oh, Lance!
He just murdered the only person who knows where actually is. Peace out, bitches.
Lance?
Run! Shoot him, Bob!
So what are we supposed to do?
I'm not sure, but I know someone who could point us in the right direction. My mentor. Pretty sure he only lives a few hundred miles away.
Oh, someone feeling sad? What's wrong, Tay?
Wishing we had more tots, huh?
Your best friend was just killed in cold blood right in front of us, and you took me to a Sonic Drive-In. We have to call the police.
Okay, funny guy. Do you actually think that old Smokey is gonna help us? This is Cryptid County, sweetheart. Father Dollar reigns supreme.
Just give me your phone.
Fine. I'm curious to see what the fuzz has to say when you try and pin a murder on the Discovery Channel. I'm sure they'll send someone out right away.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hello. This is Taylor Hunt, and I just witnessed a murder. It was on the property of Dangerous Danny.
Yep. All taken care of, sir. We had our man out there about an hour ago. Seems it was just a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? Are you joking?
Oh, no jokes here, sir. Our Mounties reported it was nothing but some loud fireworks. Dangerous is known to do that sort of thing once in a while. But if it'll make you feel better, you can come down to the station. We'll take your report. Danforth.
Yes. Okay. We're heading north on Interstate 50.
No. Stop. 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 Don't tell him anything. I know that voice.
Hey, are you guys whispering about me?
Yeah, why don't you just meet us at that Tim Hortons off Interstate 10?
Oh, yeah. I could go for a handful of Timbits right about now.
Aha! I knew it. We don't have any of that low-grade Dunkin' Donuts wannabe trash Tim Hortons here in America. You're no cop. You're the fuckers who killed Lance.
Gosh darn straight, you goddamn Gorbies. My suggestion for you goofs is to hand over before you find hockey sticks shoved into places you didn't. Discovery's everywhere, eh? We're coming for you.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I even knew what the fuck was, I'd
They hung up already.
Coming to me. I'd,
This is bullshit.
You think? They know who I am. And they want... What in the name of Grover Krantz is...
You know what? I got it. Let's go to the Gazette. They'll run this story front page. They'll expose everything about the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. If we need someone to write a strong-worded editorial on the Discovery Channel, we'll be sure to give them a call. Like I said, Master Lopri will know exactly what to do.
Let me guess. This guy's first name is Master.
No. Why would you think that? Lopri is a master of the wood. He taught me everything I know. He'll definitely know how to help us.
Okay, good. Let's call him.
Do you happen to have a carrier pigeon on you? No, I didn't think so. Lopri doesn't use phones, Taylor. Keep up. If we want to get to him, we gotta go through the deep, dark, DeSoto National Forest. Damn it. The radio's been doing that.
Ooh, DeSoto National Forest. That's pretty scary, Kevin. I hear that's where Slenderman lives.
Even worse, it's home to the Hunter's Bane. Keeper of all nightmares. Keeper of all nightmares. The ghost deer. Let's just hope we don't disturb them. Shh.
And that was a new piece brought to you by a local up-and-comer who goes by the name Carl.
Smell that air. The ghost deer is definitely in the house tonight.
Sure. Damn it.
It's pitch black outside. I wish we could see some trees or something. I'm sure it's beautiful out here.
It's funny that you say that. The leading theory as to why the deer spirits stick around this place is because it's so beautiful that you can't escape it, even in death. Well, it's either that or unfinished deer business. You know, salt licks and the like. I think I have a picture of one in my glove box.
Kevin? Hey! Kevin, keep eyes on the road. I don't need to see a picture, it's okay.
No. Can't have any doubting Debbies in HQ. I know it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, I can just picture it in my head. It's fine.
Kevin, deer!
Holy fucking shit! We just had our first ghost deer encounter! Oh, this is unprecedented. Not only did the creature reveal itself, but it used its force field powers to fly away to safety.
You hit it with the van, you imbecile! See that red stuff all over the hood? Blood. And see that dead lump in the road? Deer carcass.
Whoa, Judge Judy. No need to throw insults. Once we go test it with the ectopoke, you'll see it's just a ghost deer playing dead.
Okay, please prove me wrong.
Let me introduce you to old Rusty, my loyal ectopoke.
That's a shovel.
No, it's an ectopoke that digs. Asshole. Now stand back.
You have to stop. That's not a ghost, and this is disgusting.
Well, I'll be, Rook. You were right for a change. But this means I've killed a living creature. This is so against my code.
You know what? Look at it this way. If it had any unfinished deer business, it just means there's another ghost deer for you to catch. Right?
Thanks for trying. But this old Squatch Watcher has some repentance to do.
I know. Let's play that tape of those Sasquatch mating sounds you like so much. It might help.
That's a fine idea. I like where your head's at. Aw, you know what? I do feel better. What the fuck? What was that?
No. I'll go check.
Please be a force field. 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 Please be a force field.
Nope, it's a dead deer.
Are you sure? Use the ectopoke for confirmation. I really think this one's a ghost.
I don't really think that's necessary. It's pretty gruesome back here. Definitely dead.
I'm the cryptozoologist here. Check the deer.
Okay, fine. Here. See? Dead deer, not ghost deer. Now let's go.
You don't know what you're doing. Let me check myself.
What was that?
What? How are you doing this?
I opened the door. I had no idea it was standing right there. I didn't mean to. I really didn't. I swear I didn't mean to kill it. I just opened the door.
I know. It's okay. Let's just get back in the van.
It's a headquarters.
This is more like it. See, Kev? Nothing but us, in the open, and more importantly, clear road.
Yeah, it is nice. Let's set up camp. I have some things I want to get off my chest. There. These trees should provide maximum protection.
Master Kevin, can I please ask that you open the door with caution? Thank you.
Log, June 9th, 1 a.m. If you're listening to this, then that means you've heard the events that transpired mere hours ago. This is most likely the only evidence of the murder of Kevin's intern, Lance, and I can confirm that the homicide was committed by the employees of the Discovery Channel. And now I'm on the run for my life, heading to a friend of Kevin's who he swears will be able to help us. Unfortunately, he hasn't said anything else in over an hour. He's just staring endlessly into the fire.
Hey, are you feeling okay? Sure there's nothing you want to talk about?
I don't know. This will probably sound pretty stupid to you.
Hey, I'm not judging you. It's not your fault. It won't sound stupid, I promise.
My whole world's just been turned upside down.
Yeah, let it out.
Okay, here it goes. If he had a face, why would they not show it once in 204 episodes? 204. Even on the series finale, when the cast came out to take a bow, Wilson came out with a mini fence covering his mouth. What are they trying to do to the viewer? Why would they hide it unless it's not there? Do you see what I'm saying?
What the hell are you talking about? What does this have to do with anything? I thought you wanted an event about, oh, I don't know, the last 14 hours and all the crazy ass shit we've been through. Not lament about some 90s sitcom. And by the way, they did show his face during the season finale. You Philistine.
Ugh. You would think that was the same actor and not someone they hired just for the finale. This is the last time I come to you for advice. Well, it's about the bewitching hour and everything seems to be set up. You ready to ask for forgiveness?
You keep saying that. Why would I have to ask for forgiveness? You're the deer killer.
The ceremony requires two. And I don't think you want these ghost deer following us to Lopriz.
Well, we can't have that.
You ever have a paranormal experience?
Nope.
Oh. Let's just go back to not talking then.
Hey, Kevin. It's been hours. Nothing's happened. Come on. Let's just go to your master, Lopat's house.
It's Lopri. And I got one last trick up my sleeve. It's an incantation that goes back as far as my cousin Tad's day. If this doesn't work, we'll leave.
We're going to leave as soon as you see there are no ghosts here to ask for forgiveness from.
Okay, but first, let me set the salt lick just right. We need to trace a pentagram around its base.
Look, Kevin, this is crazy, all right? This is obviously about what happened to Lance.
You shut up about Lance! Now let me begin. Ghosty, ghosty, come and play. Ghosty, ghosty, why don't you stay? Ghosty, ghosty, would you like some salt lick?
You're joking, right?
Do not interrupt. Ghosty, ghosty, come and play. Ghosty, ghosty, why don't you stay? Ghosty, ghosty, would you like some salt lick?
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I think that worked. I feel good. I feel forgiven. So I think we're ready to go. Come on, let's hit it. Kevin, what did you do?
Here.
What the fuck, man? Do you think they're gonna hurt us?
Calm yourself. Now hand me my satchel. It's time these ghost deer cross over for good.
You're wearing it.
Right. Ah, here it is.
That's a grenade. I'm pretty sure those blow things up.
That's a grenade.
Amateur hour ended at 9, bro. This is a UV bomb.
And bombs blow things up, Kevin.
Ugh, just put a sock in. All this baby is gonna do is unleash a massive burst of light that's gonna work for us in two ways. First, it freezes the ghost ears so I can get out there and snap some pics. And second, it opens up a hole in the multiverse, which sucks the ghost ears through, sending them to the other side.
Is that before or after you blow these poor deer to smithereens?
You say tomato, I say tomato. Now close your eyes. The sun's rising early tonight.
It's so bright. The deer, they're everywhere.
Oh my God.
They're not moving. You were right, it froze them.
Quickly, on me. We gotta snap some pics before it wears off. Quit your rubbernecking and help out.
Hey, Kevin. How do you turn this thing off?
What? Why?
Because there's a lot of sparks coming out of it. I'm getting a little worried that this whole place is just gonna catch fire. Oh shit! Kevin, let's go! We gotta get out of here!
No! The UV bomb malfunctioned! Head back to HQ! I don't understand. Ghost deer don't catch on fire?
These are real deer, you idiot! You know, if ghosts here are real, they're definitely coming after us now.
Final deer death count is 474. Ghosts here found, 0.
HQ off. Fuck. HQ on.
Next time on Kevin's Cryptids.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Master Lopree.
Kevin Weathers, is that you?
Oh, no way! The particle sun returns.
Taylor got us into some deep shit, Master.
No, Taylor was dragged by Kevin on this trip.
Gentlemen, respect this space of serenity. I'm Zen, goddammit! Don't test me!
Yeah, what was your name? Daryl. Master Lopree's star student.
Kevin is Master Lopree's star student.
Whoa! The Kev will run cryptozoology laps around you, son.
Let's get you back in the dojo, my friend. Maybe dust off any cobwebs that might be lingering.
For more info on the episode you just heard, check out kevinscryptids.com. And don't forget to leave us a review, ya bish.